Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Did you know that after you get in a long-term relationship, the frequency of which you have fun with your partner, your girl, do you know that drops off? Did you know once you get married and it's been a year or two, the frequency of fooling around in most cases almost comes to a stop? Well, why is that? Well, you see, it's the guy's fault. Now, you might say, well, how is it the guy's fault? Well, it's simple. A woman went online and complained to a forum, and women came with two answers. Either A, a lot of us just do it, we tolerate it, to keep him from straying to another woman. And the other half said, well, no, he's just not doing it right. So either way, they either put up with it, or it's his fault. So let's go through this article, and we'll talk a little bit about it. I know it's shocking that it might be our fault, fellas, but then again, isn't everything. Wife claims most women tolerate fooling around as an obligation to stop their partner from straying, but critics claim her husband must not be doing it right. I'll tell you something. If a guy has more success with the person that he cares for, if a guy's in a relationship, and he is more successful in making her happy, what is the end result of that? Usually the end result is she wants it more. And the benefit to him, he gets it more. So I can't see how a woman wouldn't tell her partner, hey, I really like it when you do X, Y, Z. Is she just going to not say anything and let everything go kind of down the toilet or what? A woman from the UK took to Mumsnet and asked whether women tolerate the bedroom. Said many women have admitted they would rather cuddle and a good book instead of fooling around. Added they see it as their obligation and do so for fear their partners will stray. A woman has claimed many females already read that. An anonymous woman from the UK took to Mumsnet. I already read that. Why do you put this twice, you idiots? In the post, she continued, but these women submit for want of a better word to their partner for fear that they'll stray or see it as an obligation. But the comments quickly divided the internet, with some agreeing with the statement while others suggested her view is outdated. I think I fall into the camp. I see this the bedroom as kind of a trade-off for being with a domestic partner and do it to keep him happy, one wrote, while a second penned, such an outdated view that women dislike fooling around and just do it to keep men happy. That's very dated and such. Let's see what else they say. The woman went on to explain that she finds herself lying to her partner that it's her time of the month just to get some peace. I had an ex that did that to me once. We did not date much longer. Only reason, because I was still paying. Can you imagine getting ready to go out for the evening? And if she gives you the, it's that time, I can't really fool around. Sorry, honey. But let's go out to dinner and let's go dancing and you can spend lots of money on me. And you pulled the, it's not payday, it's that time of the month. We're going to have to skip that. I guarantee you won't be in a relationship very long if that time of the month also came when it came to spending money. The woman went on to explain she finds herself blah, blah, blah. Let's see, I can see as I get older that I'd rather just have a companion rather than the constant pressure of fooling around. So am I alone in thinking this or just incredibly cynical or even possibly just not into it? Many commented in agreement, admitting they'd gone off their route after having children. I actually think you're right. Most people I know in real life who feel close enough to talk about these things feel the same. Admittedly, they're all moms of small children. I know fooling around's not as important to me as it is for my domestic husband. Shocking. Remember, when men get into a relationship, oftentimes long-term, the hope is, hey, I've got someone I'm close to, I'm friends with, and I have someone that I sleep with every night, and how great is it to just be able to be right there next to the person you want to fool around with? That's what we initially think, and usually that's what happens for the first 6 months. And then it tapers off a little bit. You know, when I first dated some women, it was once, twice a day. And I was happy. I was loving it. But then it'd taper off to maybe once a day, then once every 3 days, then, you know, 2-3 times a week, twice a week, once a week. It just, and especially, dude, once you say I do, she doesn't. I mean, that's kind of an old joke, but it's true. Another comment that it's not an outdated view at all. Let's see. I already read that. However, those that disagreed did not hold back in their views and highlighted the importance of the physical aspect of their relationships. I've been with my domestic husband for almost 20 years, too, and fooling around still very much an active feature here. If a relationship is at the stage where you're lying back and thinking of England, then perhaps it's run its course. A second penned, 33 years together, still love fooling around with the DH. I guess that's domestic husband. He's an amazing partner, and his touch is so electric. You do sound very cynical. I have never tolerated fooling around. Women enjoy it too, you know. So, it seemed very much that they were, and I could keep reading on here, but basically the gist of it is that many of them, and I didn't get to the part, I guess, that was in the title, but many of them said, well, maybe he's not doing it right. Maybe he's not, you know, maybe he's not warming her up to it. Maybe he's not putting in enough energy to get the old engine started. I can tell you in a relationship, I've been in a couple relationships where this happened. One was my ex that I was married to for 8 years. And after 2 years, it kind of went off a cliff. And I knew, and this is a true story, I knew that I was filing and I was done with the marriage when it had been like it was happening maybe once a month. And I was really not happy. And I was thinking about veering outside of the marriage for that fun, but it's not what I really wanted to do. I'm not that type of person. Because then at that point, it's like, why even stay married if you're getting what you really want the most out of the relationship outside of the relationship? And I remember we went out to dinner and I tried to make everything nice and I poured a nice bubble bath and I back massage and oils and tried to do everything because she said, oh, let's have a special night and so on and so forth. So I'm thinking, you know, it's sad when you're married with somebody and you're actually excited to fool around. But it got to that point. And I did all that. And then I went out to do something outside of the room and she was laying in bed and she said, oh, I'm just going to watch TV for a minute. I said, okay, that's fine. And then after about 15 minutes, tried to make my move. And she said, well, actually, you know, I'm still a little full from dinner. Can we wait? She said, but tomorrow morning. And I said, all right, I guess, but tomorrow morning, you promise? Yes,